Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson from Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we're still talking about this prophetic word that the Lord gave me that we've called prophetic word to the true believers. Well, are we deciding what a true believer is? No. If you've missed any of these, please go back to the beginning when you have time and listen to all the parts. But we're talking about what the Word of God says about true believers, because we're living in these last days and there's going to be deception. And deception is going to come, and people that thought that they could never be deceived are deceived. Why? Because they are distracted by their own agenda. Oh, but God is preparing us to do a great and mighty work. That's what we ended off talking about last time, where we referenced the scriptures. In particular, we referenced the one in Ephesians where the Lord said, "You once were darkness, but now you're light. Walk as children of light," because we're not to have fellowship with darkness, but to make it manifest. How? As I've said, it isn't a matter of us going and doing tell-all books or interviews or whatever. It's about the fact that if we are light, then light shows what there is. Isn't that true? But this new knowledge, this new level of understanding, now is this going to be outside the Word of God? Absolutely not. But it will be revelation into the Word of God as never before, understanding why we're going to need it and be connected to it, so that when deception comes, we'll immediately be able to say by the Spirit, "No, that's not right," and not be afraid to say it either. Well, let me finish off with one thing I did read. I want to reread this. His truth is flowing out from unlikely sources, whereas those deemed for great knowledge are shown for what is within them, and that is self-deception. Why? People that begin to take pride in their own intellect and want to show what great knowledge they have, well, the emphasis becomes, what new revelation can I come up with? Well, they don't always sit down and think of it in those terms, but if you're always trying to put the spotlight on yourself and what you know, you're going to make an error. But if we're looking to the author and finisher of our faith, if we're being led by the Spirit of God, He will guide us into all truth, and He will lead us into the deep things of God, and we will know things that we need to know to be able to be a part of the last days ministry. And oh, certainly that is the cry of my heart, the desire to bring in the last harvest, the harvest of souls for Jesus Christ, and to be that witness in the world before Jesus Christ soon coming. Let me go on reading this prophetic word to you now. The Lord said, "The time for work is short, as you count time, but is so concentrated in its level of activity that 1,000 years could not hold it as you count normal activity." Well, we're living in the last days, and the question does arise, how are we going to get all this done? Well, we know that the Holy Spirit will be doing the work through us, but still you think, oh, all of these things to do, and you look at the news and you can't help but see that the clock is ticking down. All the signs are there. But let me point you to a scripture that is found in John 21:24-25. John speaking says, "This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which, if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." Now, Jesus' public ministry, about 3 years, and yet, if you were to write one by one the things that he did, the world would not be able to contain it. And Jesus said, "The works that I do in greater shall you do," greater, more in number, more abundant. Oh, he did that in less than 3 years. In these last days, God, by way of his Spirit, can, as he spoke to me in this, as the level of activity is so concentrated. You've ever used the concentrate to make juice or maybe weed killer or something? You know that just a little goes a long way, because all the excess water has been taken out. I'm speaking this to you by way of the Spirit. Let me explain this to you. The reason the Lord is going to be separating out the true believers from those that are following heresy and those that are self-deceived and those that say they are of God but do not call upon His name, the reason He's doing that is to concentrate so that those that call upon His name will do the work with no hesitation, no contradiction, no hindrance. Oh, it'll be so concentrated. Isn't that wonderful? But we don't want to be one of those that's weeded out. We don't want to be the thing that's evaporated out. We want to be what's left standing by way of the Holy Spirit to do His work. Let me read on. The Lord said to me, such concentration of power and authority requires a vessel not torn by carnal desire. Have you ever been torn within yourself? That it seems that you have two equally strong desires that are juxtaposed or contrary to one another? It's a terrible feeling. Well, if we're going to hold the kind of power that the last day's ministry requires, you can't have that kind of contradiction within yourself. You can't be torn within yourself. You can't have the word mixed with heresy. You can't have truth mixed with a lie. You can't have light mixed with darkness. It has to be the word and the word only through Jesus Christ by way of the Holy Spirit. It says, it requires a vessel totally submitted to me. You say, well, how can I have this kind of vessel that's not torn? Be submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be obedient to Him. You can't, but He can if you're willing. Oh, I know I say that a lot, but I said it a little different just then, didn't I? Then the Lord said to me, He said, you have said, take over my life and do as you will. This is only accomplished as you are able to shut out all interference to hear my voice without equivocation. And when the Lord gave this to me, I had recently said to Him many times, in the car in particular, you know, in the car, pay attention to the traffic, know what you're doing, but it's also a quiet place where you can talk to the Lord. And I had said to Him, Lord, I don't want a volition. I don't want an agenda. I want you to take over my life and do as you want with my life, by way of my life, through my life. And He said, if this is going to be accomplished, you've got to be able to shut out all interference to hear my voice without equivocation. Then He says, four works were produced the ready vessels. I tell you what, if you want an answer from the Lord, just ask Him. Now, sometimes you have to be willing to wait for the answer, but if you're truly seeking Him, He will answer you. And these are the four things He gave me as to producing that readied vessel. Readied for what? The last day's ministry. Number one, we'll see how far we can get with this, and then we'll take right back up next time. Is submission or surrender. Let's look at Ephesians 6, 14 through 20. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, girding your waist with truth, it's like truth as a belt. A belt holds in, oh, let me use something here, your guts, keeps you the way you need to be. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, covering your heart is the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, the shoes that you're wearing, why do we wear shoes? Now, I know that shoes have taken on a whole thing of their own, and there's a lot of women who have hundreds of pairs of shoes, and, you know, my feet weren't shaped for the kind of shoes they wear, so I don't even have to have that problem, because unless they're shaped like flippers, they're not for me. But shoes really do have a use beyond that of fashion, and one of that is to protect your feet when you're walking. And particularly in the days where this was spoken, the roads were dusty, dirty, rocky. You know, they didn't have a lot of smooth sailing in those days, so to speak, and the shoes were very important. When you're prepared with the preparation of the gospel of peace, it will protect you as you walk according to the will of God. It will be the thing that covers you. That message that you have will sustain you. And it will keep you. And also, you know, shoes in this day and time, they give a spring to your step, to provide support. Well, the preparation of the gospel of peace will put a spring in your step because you want to do God's will. And it will help you to go further than you ever thought you could. You know, when you think about Philip, who was translated several miles after he talked to the Ethiopian eunuch. Oh, I think things like that will begin to happen again. And more so as the coming of Jesus Christ even approaches more. I mean, it's right at the door. But as we go into these last days, we're going to see miracles beyond your ability now to understand. How will they happen when you need them to happen? We err when we say, okay, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to learn to be translated. You cannot do that. Or I'm going to learn to walk on water. You cannot do that. the Lord impressed upon me a message a while back about walking on water is an indication that the physical realm is now submitted to the power of the Spirit. And the Lord has told me that I will walk on water. Now, whether I go out and walk on a pool somewhere, that's not the point. If I needed to, when I say me, I'm talking about you. You know, God is not in a box given to some people as a gift and to others. You call upon the name of the Lord, He's there. So this can be you too. If you needed to walk on water, to do a ministry, to be preserved, I believe you could do it. But it's also referencing the fact that now the will of God in our life will override the things that would have in the past kept us down. Those things that you say, well, that is an obstacle that you can't go over, under, or around. It's too big. Well, not so when the law of the Spirit now overrides the law of the flesh. Oh, don't you want to be set free, first of all, from yourself? Well, I tell you what, just put a hand in my direction. I can see you're as free as you need to be, but I can use some more freedom than what I have. He says, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And the wicked one is throwing fiery darts, trying to get into your heart and into your mind. But the shield of faith, what is the shield of faith? That you believe that God is, and that what He has said is true. And He is not going to change His mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you put that up in the devil's face, this is the word of God, this is the way it is, then his fiery darts hit and fall to the ground. Even better than that, I'm speaking this to you also by the way of the Spirit. Those that would use a fiery dart against you, the shield of faith put up in front of you will cause it to turn on them. Not because we want to see anybody hurt or destroyed, but we do want to see the Word of God advanced. Well, we'll leave that here for now, but I want to ask you this. Are there obstacles in your life that it seems like they're insurmountable? Does everything look like it's on the scale piling up against you? There's a law above the law of all of that, and it's the power of God, the power of the Spirit, and He can do for you what you think is impossible if you will just submit to Him and let Him. You have to ask, and you have to ask in faith, believing. Believe what God has said is true. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank You that no weapon formed against us prospers, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we will condemn, Lord, by way of Your word that is within us, so that Your work will be made manifest in and through us. Lord, this last day's ministry is so very important, and we want to be a part of it. We don't want to miss it. Lord, whatever the need is of the person that is praying this prayer with me, Lord, whether it be financial or relational, maybe in their own troubled mind, Father, please make that way where there is no way, that bridge over the troubled waters of their life, which is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, through whom the devourer has been rebuked and exiled for our sake, so that only Your word can be made manifest in and through us. And it is in His name, in His authority, and under His blood that we pray. And everybody said, Amen. Well, there's no river too wide, no mountain too high, that God can't help you find a way where there is no way. Just ask Him today. And I'm praying for you.